Assemblymember Jeff Mucci proposed forming a task force of 12 to 15 members of the community to seek housing solutions. It would be similar to a group that the Assembly formed this spring for early childhood education.
I think we, you know, like childcare, I think this is one of the most important issues facing Petersburg. Every person that we've hired within the borough over the last several months, police officers, the up at the fire department, Mountain View Manor, they were all looking for houses. And without a place to stay, it's impossible for somebody to work here.
Mucci has joined others in calling Petersburg's housing shortage a crisis. He noted a separate citizens group that's already been meeting on the issue this year, and he thought that could become part of a new task force.
For me, the task force just focuses the assembly and the borough's focus on housing. I'm not taking away from anything that a community group is doing, but I think anything we can do, the more we do, the better it is, and hopefully we'll come up with some kind of solution. So
the problems come up throughout the country. It was cited as the number one workforce problem for most businesses in Southeast during an annual survey this year. The lack of housing was also noted in Petersburg's 2016 comprehensive plan, which includes a chapter on that topic. It recommends opening up new land for development, allowing smaller lot sizes and multiple dwelling units on the same lot, among other solutions. Assemblymember Dave Kensinger thought the local government had a better chance of addressing the housing problem than the lack of space in childcare programs.
Unlike childcare, housing is something that the borough can have an impact on because the borough has the largest reservoir of unoccupied land in the area. And then also through planning and zoning. Simple changes that a lot of communities around the country are making now in their planning and zoning codes, and also changes that were originally proposed under the original changes to the zoning code could dramatically increase the availability of housing in the community.
However, Assemblymember Bob Lynn wanted a limited focus for a task force.
This thing is so wide open, it's the world. And we're going to have to pull this, in my opinion, we have to pull this back to what we really want to see done. And when we sit down with a task group, whoever is on that, what do we want as outcomes, or what are we looking for? That's kind of where I'm at. So I think the idea is excellent. I just don't think it's well enough thought out yet.
Lynn was the only no vote against forming the task force, but it still passed 4-1. Mayor Mark Jensen and Assemblymember Tom Fine-Walsh were not at the meeting. The 2016 comprehensive plan also suggested that the borough commission a housing needs assessment. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said he's meeting this week with the consultant that drafted that plan to consider following through, but he said he's withholding judgment on that until he can better understand the focus and cost of such a study.
One of the things a housing needs assessment would do would be outline that. So you need 14% more single-family houses. You need more multifamily, whatever those parameters happen to be. And based on that, the assembly has to decide how fast you want to move, how much money you want to throw at it, and that starts to determine my staff allocations.
Assembly members agreed a work session could help narrow the focus for a new task force. They scheduled that for August 29th. They also set a September 26 deadline for people interested in putting in their names for that new group. That would mean the Assembly could appoint that task force at their first meeting in October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.